Archers for week commencing Sunday, the 26th of August 2001.
Will Emma be tempted by the promise of fame?
What a pair of losers.
Well, you're right, Em.
Do you know how sad you look?
Yep.
Too right.
You sitting down?
Next to a couple of winos.
Go on.
Move up, then.
Go on, shift up, Jazz. Want some cider?
Grundy special, is it?
No.
Good stuff.
No tar.
Go on.
We're all meant to be going round Gran and Grandad's later. She smells drink a mile off.
Yeah, only because she's always after it herself.
Maybe.
It's all more for me and Ed.
Yeah, you want to see her, Granny Orobin. She's a right case.
You can talk. Is hanging around the green getting bladdered the best you can do on a Sunday afternoon?
Just about.
Ta. Yeah, we should be having a rehearsal.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Only we haven't got a singer since Fallon went all intellectual.
We can't use the boat with a hair send no more.
Yeah, and Oliver wouldn't let us use his barn today. He's busy.
Yeah, I bet Pepper Roach don't have that problem.
Your dad's got one, hasn't he? A barn.
Yeah.
Would he let us use it?
No chance.
Why not?
I mean, you ought to know it. It's where your dad's putting his turkeys. You know, it's a Dutch barn. It ain't got no size.
Yeah, but they're not coming until the end of the week, the turkeys.
He might let us use it this afternoon.
Haven't you been listening? It's no good anyway.
He's a right misery guts, your old man.
He's all right.
Sounds it.
He has got that other shed, one he uses for a workshop.
What about... Well, would he let us use it if you were in the band?
What?
Well, you could be our vocalist.
No way.
Good.
We ain't exactly spoilt for choice, are we?
Thanks.
Oh, no. Well, what I meant was we weren't sure we'd be good enough playing behind such a good singer. Well, isn't that right, Jazz?
Mm, yeah, right.
But yeah, I reckon we could hack it.
No.
Oh, go on.
Not that good a singer.
We were in the school choir at Christmas concerts.
Yeah, but...
Oh, she's got to have a go, hasn't she?
Excuse me. What if I don't want to be in dross?
Well, think about it. The buzz of fronting a quality band.
Yeah.
That's right. It's great when you've got an audience right where you want them.
And how would you know?
Come on, Em. It's got to be more exciting than spending Sundays around your grand, isn't it?
Teeth are all right.
Not much like the look of her back, though.
No, it's not very soft.
Oh, best send her through here, David.
Sorry, old girl.
How many is that, boss?
Well, we've only got about 20 so far.
And the next?
Go on.
I mean, we should be looking to sell off a good 50 or 60.
Open, wide.
Oh, yeah, there's no sense hanging on to the duds.
Oh, dear.
Well, broken mouth.
She's hardly got a tooth in her head.
Oh, by the way, Bert, how's your poem about Frieda coming on?
Oh, very nicely, thank you.
There's one for your side, Dad.
Come on.
So you ready for Wednesday?
Well, almost. It's turned into a bit of an epic, this piece about her dentures.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be the highlight of the cabaret.
Go on.
Bound to be.
To be honest with you, the more I works on it, the more pleased I am.
Oh, that sounds promising.
Let's have your mouth open.
Listen to this. Without her teeth, she was hurt to mutter. I can't eat anything much but butter.
Udders in nice shape.
Very good.
Come to me just now, that did.
Definitely worth keeping. There you go.
I suppose inspiration can come at any time.
True enough, boss.
Well, I hope Jean Paul's getting his fair share of inspiration.
Ready for the next?
Yep.
I thought Jean Paul was permanently inspired.
Go on.
He's invited all the producers to a tasting on Thursday morning. Come on, open your mouth.
I know what.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's all right. The table's rotten.
Put it down, both of you, now.
Breathe won't do us any harm.
Okay.
Oh, it looks heavy, that.
Whatever's going on?
We're taking this to the pile to be burnt.
We start clearing the old workshop.
Oh, well done.
What on earth for?
Get rid of some of the rubbish.
But it doesn't have to be done now, though, surely?
We've only got a couple more weeks, David.
We can't move out and leave you two to clear up all our clutter.
Well, just leave that for us now, okay?
Ooh, it's rotten right through, this is.
Well, then I can get it to the bonfire.
No, we'll do it, won't we, Bert?
Yeah, we can if you like.
Perhaps David's right.
We're quite capable.
And I don't want to see you doing any more heavy lifting.
David.
Either of you.
Oh, right.
Could have done yourselves an injury.
I'm not quite helpless yet, you know.
Jill.
We were managing all right, weren't we?
Of course we were. But it's so nice seeing David being chivalrous. Should we let him get away with it this once?
Well...
And we won't do any more heavy lifting. I promise.
I'm feeling like a child of vulnerability. I am shaking like a leaf.
Couldn't Mum and Dad have his workshop somewhere else?
I don't know.
This would be a great place to rehearse.
Are you listening?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
I didn't even want to audition in the first place.
No, look, you're doing really well.
Am I?
Yeah, and you're right. It was better coming here, somewhere private.
Do you want me to finish the song?
Yeah.
Might as well. Only...
What?
Dross is a band with attitude.
So?
You need to make it more...
In your face.
You don't like what I'm doing?
Oh, no, it's great, but... Well, if this were a gig, you'd have guitars and drums going crazy behind you.
You really need to go for it.
Go on, hit us, smack us between the eyes.
Don't tempt me. That I'm walking through the clouds when you're looking at me. I am feeling like a child of vulnerability. I am shaking like
real
a
attitude.
Leaf if you move beside me. And you're all that I see, but it's no good for me. What do you think?
Well...
Was I all right?
I can see why you were in the school choir.
Thanks. I wasn't the best singer, you know.
No...
Still, I'm glad you liked her.
Right, yeah, well.
What?
I mean, she's got a great voice, isn't she, Jazz?
Oh, yeah, the thing is.
Better than Fallon?
Fallon.
She wouldn't have sung it like that.
No.
So, I'm better.
Well, you're really different to her.
You wouldn't believe how different.
Great.
What we've got to think about is, I mean, that singing without the band behind you.
I mean, that changes everything.
Well, I haven't really got time for you to go and get your instruments.
What it is. When you've got to be heard over the sound we make.
You know, when we're really kicking it.
Don't worry, I'll get used to it.
Used to it?
Singing with you lot. Though don't take this as a definite promise.
Promise?
I want to have a think before I absolutely commit myself.
You actually want to be our vocalist?
Like I say, no promises yet. Oh, anyway, it's time I was at Grand's.
Ed, say something.
Lord.
Oh, I probably will go for it. I can see myself on stage. See ya.
Yeah.
Ed.
I know.
I didn't even want her to audition.
I know.
Well, then.
Oh, she's a mate.
You've got to say something.
Well, look, can't you tell her?
Like you say, you're mate, you tell her.
Oh, please, Jazzer.
None of the seals have perished.
Oh, I can see that.
Oh, Jill's always taken good care of them.
Surely you're going to want some of these preserving jars in your new home, Mrs. Archer?
Of course I am.
Oh, she's had those packed for days.
These are just the extra.
We simply won't have the same space available at Glebe Cottage.
In that case, my trees will be most grateful to have them.
They're glad you can take them off our hands.
Oh, you'd be amazed at how much we've still got left to clear.
Sometimes I think we'll never be ready.
Of course you will be.
I hope so.
It's an awful job, though, packing.
It certainly is.
Me and Frieda found it bad enough hopping between Woodbine and the bungalow last year.
Can you manage one more, John?
It might just fit in the box. Tap.
Should have said you can't wait for the whole business to be over. I couldn't agree more.
Oh, I suppose with all this going on, you won't have time for the flavour and produce show.
You know, I don't think we've even thought about it.
Haven't had the chance.
Might be a good year not to take part.
Why's that?
Well, there's a few of us not too impressed with the choice of judge. Harold Asquith.
What, the chap who writes in the Echo?
Yeah, the gardening correspondent.
Mm. I like his column.
Ah, but can he be relied on to be impartial?
Why shouldn't he be?
Well, what if Mr. Woolley takes part?
That won't make any difference.
Ooh, won't it? He owns the paper.
Oh, you're worrying about nothing, Bert.
The temptation's got to be there, though, isn't it? Peavy's boss suite giving him a prize.
No.
Oh, I'm not so sure, Mrs. Archer. And it's a pity, because this year looks like being a good one.
It's always good fun.
Yes, and there are some new categories now, specially aimed at children.
Oh, yes, now you mention it, I think I read something.
Yeah, dressed in a scarecrow, making a model out of rubbish horsehairs.
I bet Pip and Josh would be interested.
And Daniel.
I'll see if I've still got the details at all.
Would you?
Yeah, because I'd best get these back to Frieda. She'll be thrilled with these.
Well, let me open the door.
Oh, thanks, boss. I hope Mr. Woolley don't enter any vegetables.
There we are.
I want my runner beans to have a fair crack at a whip. Bye, Mrs. Archer.
Bye, Bert.
We'll see you in the morning.
What a thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Jack trying to influence the results?
Well, the judge never knows who's entered anyway.
Oh, must be everyone's day for making a fuss over nothing.
Well, why? Who else?
David. You'd think I was a frail old lady with all the commotion he made about that table.
You know, Jill, I rather think it was Ruth he was worried about.
Was it?
Oh, from the way he was looking at her.
How stupid of me.
Of course, I could be wrong.
No, of course it was Ruth. The trouble is, she's so upbeat all the time, you forget what she's been through.
Mm, she doesn't want to be treated with kid gloves.
All the same, there's going to be upheaval all round with the move.
Oh, plenty of it.
So we must make sure she doesn't overdo things.
If it wasn't for fish fingers, I think Josh would starve at the moment.
He's never been faddy before, has he?
No, it's just up his.
Hey, do you want me to get them out of the freezer?
Oh, I think I can manage a packet of fish fingers, David. Though I suppose they are quite heavy.
I know.
It might need you and Bert to get them all the way to the cooker.
Sorry, complete overreaction earlier. Just this primitive thought flashed up in my brain. Ruth pregnant, lifting, bad.
No, it was thoughtful of you. Anyway, it was funny, Jill thinking you were getting at her.
Yeah, she wasn't best pleased, was she?
I told you Tim was very reassuring when I phoned him.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been more positive.
Good. When are you going into the surgery?
Wednesday.
And you're honestly not worried?
No. There's a couple of things I'd like to ask him, but it's no big deal.
Sure. I almost gave the whole game away, didn't I?
I'm glad they didn't twig.
Yeah, me too.
Not quite ready for anyone else to know yet.
How do you think Pip and Josh are going to take it?
I don't know.
I can't see Pip being so jealous this time round.
No, she's outgrown all that.
Josh will be perfectly happy.
I hope so.
Oh, he will be. Until he realises the baby can't play football with him at a week old.
The baby.
Yeah, it's funny actually saying, isn't it? Soon there'll be a whole other person in the family.
It's quite a thought, isn't it?
It's the August bank holiday, and Helen's proving hard to please.
Will that do you?
They don't look very special.
Oh, what's wrong with them? First time I've tried peppers on this sort of scale.
They're not very glossy.
Well, they're all right.
For cooking, I suppose. Not in a salad. Oh, well, I need some aubergines too.
You don't want to leave them till tomorrow?
No, not really.
Only you may not have that many customers.
Dad.
With it being a bank holiday.
You don't give up, do you?
Aubergines are disappointing if they're not fresh.
Fine, if you don't want me to have them.
Oh, it's not that.
Oh, I didn't realise this would be such a hassle.
No, you're right. You should have the full range.
I've told everyone we're going to be open.
Ah, these are beauties. They'll sell themselves.
And the bakery's opening as well. So I won't be the only shop open on the row.
That's good. Can you take these?
Oh, they're more like it.
And, of course, if it is quiet, you can always close up. Take the afternoon off.
I don't want to.
Oh, it wouldn't hurt you to chill out for once.
Dad! Thanks, but I'd rather work through.
Here you are.
Our pasta display needs a rethink. If it's quiet, I'll have a chance to sort it out.
Will that be enough?
Thanks, yes. They're pretty impressive.
As long as they make up for the peppers.
Oh, good. I thought I missed you.
Peppers aren't that bad.
I've just had a rather interesting phone call.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, the Borsetshire Organic Group has been invited to Prince Charles's farm.
Highgrove?
No, it's nearby. It's called Home Farm, actually.
Oh, excellent.
First come, first served.
Well, let's put our names down then, shall we?
I'd definitely like to go.
Helen?
Yeah, why not?
Well, it'd be fascinating to see what it's really like. I don't know if Tom will be interested.
Look, I'd better get off and open the shop.
I'll put your name down then, Helen, all right?
Yep, sure.
See you later.
See you.
Bye.
You know what I want to know? How HRH manages his pest control.
I thought she might be a bit more enthusiastic.
Well, at least she wants to go.
A good day out might take her mind off her troubles. Whatever they are.
Yes, I know the track needs some clearing.
Morning, Greg.
Oh, Mr. Aldridge.
To be honest, I didn't think the weather here was too bad.
I thought you were Mr. Crawford coming back.
Sorry to disappoint you.
He's concerned the drives aren't accessible enough.
I'm only here because I know some birds out again by the substation.
Oh, thanks. They keep getting out there. I'll take Mitch across as soon as I can.
So Matt's been out here already?
Yes, concerned about his shoot. And it's not for a fortnight.
He is taking it seriously to be up so early. All right, Mitch.
Yeah, it's not just a day either. He's been worrying me about it all weekend.
Not fun for you.
It seems I'm giving him cause for concern.
You're joking.
Have I got enough beaters laid on? Who's driving the game car?
Well, you're on top of all that, aren't you?
I thought so. I mean, I appreciate Mr. Crawford means well.
You're more charitable than most if you believe that.
Reminding me that I need to peg the drives for the big day.
Well, you know why he's making a fuss about the pegs?
Because he doesn't have much faith in my keepering.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah?
From what I can make out, most of the guns have never done a real day shooting in their lives.
So they don't know what's what?
I shouldn't think so. You'll need to keep a close eye on them. Tell them exactly where to stand and what to do.
Well, I always give clear instructions.
Well, really spell it out this time, or they'll be wandering around blasting away at anything that moves.
Yeah, thanks for the tip.
Matt, very keen that they have a good day.
Yeah, I realise that.
He's got the finance director of some large German corporation coming.
Isn't one of them a chairman?
I believe so. He hasn't asked you to have a freezer full of dead birds ready, has he?
No.
In case none of them can actually shoot straight.
Yeah, probably hasn't thought of that yet.
Give it time. Anyway, you have my profoundest sympathies.
It's not that bad.
If you ask me, having Matt Crawford on your case is about the most irritating experience known to man.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, exactly.
I would, and I'm speaking from personal knowledge. Not surprised you've been looking so frazzled recently.
No? I didn't realise I'd been.
It doesn't help Matt being so pleased with himself. Lately, he's been going round like a dog with two tails.
That's it. There's a couple more in the sack.
Thanks, Mum.
Don't have you run out of spots?
If I'd known how busy we're going to be, I'd have brought a lot more veg in with me.
You obviously made the right decision opening up.
It's the first time it's been quiet.
Have you had a chance for a break yet?
Not yet.
Do you want me to put kettle on for you?
No, it's okay.
Mine?
Hello, Bert.
Hi.
Have we seen you in here before?
Well, it's Freda's ideas I've come into town.
Is it?
Yeah, she's given me this great long shopping list. It'll take me all morning to get everything.
Oh, well, I hope we can help.
She's having a really good session in the kitchen, you see.
Well, at least you'll get the benefit in the end.
Ah. Mind you, she never said it was baking day till I got my poem out to read to her.
Is this a poem for the cabaret night?
Yeah, that's it.
Dad's going, isn't he?
You all want to come, it'll be a good night.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
Only I wanted Freda to give me her honest opinion. But suddenly she remembered she was baking, so I had to come out.
What does she want from us?
Dried fruits, mainly.
Ah, they're all on the back wall.
Ah, right. I'll have them myself, shall I? Oh, and pecan nuts, she said. Have you got any of them?
We should have.
I think they're still in the storeroom.
But you have got some.
Plenty. I'll wait a minute.
Ah, thanks, Alan.
Must be a while since you had a bank holiday off, Bert.
Oh, it is, I suppose. Well, you don't normally bother, or he takes time off somewhere else.
That's what I thought.
In fact, I had arranged to have all Wednesday off, get ready for the cabaret.
Last-minute run-throughs?
Yeah, that's it. But David asked me to cover afternoon milking, so I've taken this morning off instead. Didn't like to say no.
I'm sure if you explained you need to rehearse.
Ah, but what is this, see? They're going to be short-handed if I don't help.
Huh?
I overheard Ruth making a doctor's appointment, and her health takes priority over my poetry after all.
I'm sorry, Brian. I wouldn't disturb you.
Oh, hello, Tony.
Oh, I'm not staying. Do you know where Lillian is?
Lillian?
Yeah, I've come to pick her up, but I've looked all over for her.
Is this to go to Hollerton Junction?
Yeah, that's right.
And she hasn't phoned you?
Not since it was arranged. We need to get going at once.
Well, Jenny's already taken her.
What?
They're probably there by now.
Jennifer has taken Lillian to the station?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, they set off, I don't know, it must be quarter an hour ago.
But Lillian specifically told me to be here at 1:30 on the dot.
Oh, change of plan, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's great.
And she didn't ring to tell you?
Well, I wouldn't be here if she had.
No, I suppose not.
Hang on. Lillian said that Jennifer couldn't give her a lift because she'd got an appointment.
At the hairdresser's, that's right.
So I had to come and collect her instead.
Well, that was the idea.
She was so keen to see this quack in London, she said she daren't miss the train.
Yeah, but she was very anxious to be on time.
Rushed through the milking, left Tommy struggling to move an arc.
I know.
Come herring over here, and she's already gone.
Yeah, isn't it infuriating?
Yeah. Well, what happened to the hairdressers? Well,
Lillian persuaded Jenny to change appointments.
But why? There was no need.
Well, as I understand it, Tony, I mean, this is Lillian, not me.
What?
She convinced Jenny you'd be very busy this morning.
Yeah, which I am.
And therefore you couldn't be relied on to be punctual.
What?
So could Jenny take her to the station after all?
She said I couldn't be relied on.
Well, she might not have used those exact words.
My sister dared for one moment to say that I was unreliable.
Oh, that was pretty much the gist of it, yes.
Lillian? Yeah,
very thoughtless of her.
That is so typical.
I assumed she'd let you know.
Right, that's the last time. The very last time I do anything for her.
I suppose a cup of coffee would help.
Her emotional blackmail's going to be completely wasted on me in future.
Or tea.
What is so frustrating, it's that I don't even agree with cosmetic surgery.
Or something stronger.
No, I think it's a total waste of time.
Well, I'm 100% on your side.
The damn nerve!
Look, it's not too early for a scotch, is it?
Scotch? Oh, well...
I don't normally keep any in the office, but since Lillian's been here...
Yeah, I fully understand.
You don't mind a mug?
No, of course not.
Perfectly clean.
Look, I'm sorry.
Not at all.
Well, it's not fair sounding off to you.
No, don't worry about
it. It's just that sister of mine...
No need to explain. Right, there you go. Oh,
thanks. Nobody else's plans matter as long as she gets what she wants.
No, I'm beginning to suspect that.
What am I complaining for? You're the one who's got to live with her.
No, not for the next couple of days, thank heavens. Which is worth drinking to.
Right, cheers.
Cheers. James has responsibility for keeping her entertained till Wednesday evening.
This is very nice.
It's a single malt I got from a chap who buys venison from us.
You know, I'm never sure whether she deliberately tries to be so awkward.
I think it's more a natural talent.
And she's away for a couple of days.
To make the trip worthwhile, she said.
Oh, well, that's something.
Wanted time to think the surgery over before committing herself.
Oh, I can't see the point of it myself.
Not me neither, but then...
Well, if it keeps her happy.
And in London.
Yeah. Do you think they can do anything for her character as well as her looks?
God, I wouldn't count it.
You know, this is superb.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, you shouldn't have to put up with me ranting.
And I'm getting used to it. You're the second person today pouring their troubles out to me.
Oh?
I got an earful of Greg's worries earlier. All about Matt Crawford.
Ah, there's a surprise.
I wonder if I've missed my vocation.
Oh?
Perhaps I should have been a vicar.
She'll be pleased with these sultanas, Wilfreda. They looks very juicy.
They are good.
Mind you, they should be at that price.
Well, quality costs. We have to pay the producer a fair price.
Oh, I'm not complaining. You only get out of this life what you're prepared to put in.
Do you need another carrier?
Oh, I should manage, thanks. It's like my poems. When I tries to rush them, they don't end up so good.
Right, 783, please.
This piece I've written about Freda, it's taken some real craftsmanship.
I hope it goes down well. Thanks.
Now, I wasn't happy with the original subject matter about Jethro. And I wasn't comfortable with my original rhyme scheme, neither.
No?
It was A, B, C, B.
Right.
£2.17. Ta. But then I decided to get the rhythm right, I needed rhyming couplets.
Oh, right.
If you're not sure you're going to be there on the night, you might like to hear part of it now.
Oh, well...
It starts, Bobby dazzling, gleaming white, Frida's teeth lit up the night, through bread and cake, eggs and rashers. Was that your phone?
Yes.
Well, ain't you going to answer it?
The customer in the shop always comes first.
Ah, well, I'm done now. You'll just have to hear the rest another time.
Sure.
You'd enjoy it.
Hello?
I thought you weren't answering.
Greg.
Look, I can't stand us not seeing each other. We need to meet up.
Ed has some unfinished business.
Sorry, lads.
So we've been waiting ages.
Unavoidably delayed.
The market was dead half an hour ago.
Same order as this morning.
Yeah, ornaments in first, then wedge in with the compost bags.
Will do.
So what happened to having the van here for half past?
Sooner we load up, Ed, the sooner we get home.
We haven't done bad today.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, one woman bought a squirrel and two rabbits.
Excellent.
And she wants some more next week.
Right, let's get that furrow back.
When's a load of compost gone?
I told you, Ollerton, there'd be a little gold mine. Right, let's have the pigs, Ed.
Do you still want me helping next week?
Here you go.
Might very well do, Jazzer.
I'm free most days.
Oh, useful to know. Because if things go right, I could have a lot of work on.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was late. Pricing up a bit of landscaping.
Oh, is that the couple on the Borchester Road?
The house has been standing empty for months. The garden's a jungle.
And they're getting you to do it.
I think with a good chance. I'm putting in a very competitive quote.
What needs doing?
Clearing for a start. That's going to be a brush cutter job.
Yeah, well, clearing's easy.
Then they want a patio. Lawn laid over the old vegetable patch. And a fountain.
Can you do fountains?
Of course, anyone can.
You're going to have enough of a problem with the lawn anyway.
I don't see why.
It's too late to seed it now.
I'll be using turf.
That's going to cost a fortune.
No, it won't.
What, turf?
Well, you know the right place to go.
Yeah, and where's that?
You already dropped me off in Borchester, Mr. Grundy.
Oh, Brooks, that's who. Nice little company. Join me back at Meadow Royce?
No, no, we don't. Jazz is coming to Ambridge first.
No, I'm not.
You've got to. It's time you saw Emma.
Ed?
Well, she's got to be told she can't be in the band.
Hi.
Oh.
I'm not too early.
No.
Oh, I thought Kirsty could lock up for once.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
So, the shotgun's not in my honour?
It needed cleaning. I thought if I had a few minutes.
So,
Do we,
Hi.
Glad you got here.
Yeah?
Yeah, come in, I'll get the kettle on.
What happened to the print over the fireplace?
The stag.
They look good there.
Oh, I don't know. I fancied a change.
Changed a few things, haven't you?
One or two. Are you going to sit down?
The pheasant's gone.
Oh, that mouldy old thing.
He's thrown it away.
Yeah, put it in the loft. The display case might be useful one day. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
It's not the roomiest of sofas.
It's fine. So, you've been having a clear out?
Yeah, sort of. Most evenings. I've had time on my hands.
Your choice?
Well,
yes. You said we should call it.
I said we needed time to think.
You needed time.
I didn't mean it to sound... I tell you, this week's been pretty grim.
We've only done what you said.
I didn't think...
What?
I didn't expect I'd miss meeting up so much.
You thought you'd forget all about me?
No.
That sounds like it.
Let's not get off on the wrong foot. The past few days have been unbearable.
Do you mean that?
Yes. I hadn't realised how important...
Well, I've been thinking about you as well.
Have you?
Trying to work out what's going on.
I bet.
Well?
I guess you're fed up with me.
No.
You must be.
Well, not with you.
But with...
Just keeping everything quiet.
I know, it's frustrating.
Just a bit.
I know.
It doesn't do a lot for me, knowing that my... That you don't want to be seen with me.
It's not that.
If I'm too young, if you're ashamed to be seen with me, well, just
no,
say so.
No, it's not that at all.
Then why the secrecy? What's wrong with me?
Oh, no, Helen.
Look, I want to know.
Okay. Let me... I have this already in my head.
You don't know how to give me the brush.
Will you listen? Right. I told you I was married.
To Michelle, yes.
And we split up.
Yes. That is true, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We divorced years ago.
So what does it matter now?
Well, for one thing, I never told you. The breakup was a nightmare.
So is any divorce, isn't it?
No, this was... We knocked lumps out of each other emotionally. She was seeing someone. Of course, I was the last. It was pretty awful.
Yeah, it must have been.
When it was all over, I promised myself I'd never get involved again.
Then why start going out with me?
I thought, you know, we'd be friends or something.
Oh, great.
I didn't think... I didn't know it would all move so fast.
Look, if you wanted to slow it down...
No, it's not...
Why didn't you say so?
It's more than that. Michelle and me... We've two kids.
What?
Two daughters.
You've got children?
Annette and Sonia.
And you never told me?
I wasn't sure where we were
I
going.
I believe all the time we've been...
I wish I'd said something.
Well, me too.
I should have.
I thought you trusted me.
I'm not used... It's all taken me by surprise.
Well, you're not the only one.
No. I'm sorry. I don't blame you for being angry.
Two girls?
Yeah, Annette's 10, Sonia's 12. It was her birthday a couple of weeks ago.
And you never said?
No.
Why not?
I didn't know how.
I thought I was getting to know you, Greg.
But you were. That's the trouble.
I don't get this.
Look, you're the first person in a long time that... I'm telling you because I want you to know who I am.
Annette and...
Sonia. If you want to get up and walk out, I understand.
I don't know what I want to do. If... Well, would I see them?
It's not that straightforward.
Well, they do know about me.
Well, no.
Oh, great.
I'd love them to.
But it'd be too embarrassing.
I never see them myself.
What?
I never see them.
Never?
No.
Why not?
They live abroad. Marseille.
Oh.
The man Michel lives with. That's his town. She took the girls over.
France isn't the end of the world. You must get across sometimes.
The first couple of years I kept trying.
You couldn't see them?
Michel wouldn't agree. I turned up out of the blue a couple of times.
And?
Didn't do the girls much good seeing their daddy shouting in the street.
Well, she wouldn't let you in.
No. I had to think what was best for them. I stopped going over.
Oh, Greg.
I don't even know if they're in the same house now. I send presents at Christmas for their birthdays. I don't know if...
Oh, that must hurt like hell.
You get on with it, that's all. Would you... I've got some photos.
Yes.
When they were younger.
And since you came to Ambridge, you've never said?
This is a fresh start, supposed to be.
Well, you certainly kept it quiet.
Yeah, and the work's good. Takes my mind off the bad stuff.
Yes. I know all about that.
These are my favourites. That's Annette.
How old is she here?
Not quite four.
She's got a pretty face.
That's her mother's smile. Sonia was supposed to take after me.
The look in her eyes, that's exactly you.
When she doesn't want to do something, she pulls a face. Everyone says she's her father's daughter.
I've seen you look exactly the same way.
I don't know if she's still the same. Here, I'm supposed to be showing Sonia how to ride her bike.
You look as though you're being strangled.
And it used to jump on me. Whatever I was doing.
She looks so cheeky.
You'd have liked her.
Yeah. It's a pity I won't get to. Still.
I could never tell the girls off. They'd just look at me trying not to laugh. And I'd be trying not to laugh myself. And
I bet you're a great dad.
I'd like the chance.
Have you got any photos of Michelle?
No.
I've been so mad with you this week.
I don't blame you.
I couldn't understand why you were messing me around.
I didn't mean to.
But if that's what happened last time, then...
I didn't know how to go about telling you.
All the same.
I haven't been very clever, have I?
No. You should have trusted me.
I know. And I've only myself to blame if you walk out on me.
Yes, that's true.
All day I've been imagining your reaction. You always end up going.
Do I?
I can't stop you.
What do you want to happen?
Haven't I lost the right to say?
Greg, what do you want to happen with us?
I want us to be together.
Yes?
Yes. But I would understand...
Oh, shut up.
Helen...
Don't say you'll understand if I walk out.
I only meant...
Believe me, I thought about it. I'm not going to.
No.
No.
Even after...
Oh, you stupid idiot. I thought it was all me. My fault.
No.
Well, that's what I thought.
God, I've handled this so badly.
Yes, you have. But do you mean it? About us?
Yes.
That's what I want to...
And we're done sneaking around and not telling people.
I don't care if that's what you want.
It's not.
Honestly?
If we're together, we're together.
You don't know how worried I was when I got here.
You needn't have been. The only thing...
What?
The kids. Michelle, it's still difficult.
Well, it's nobody else's business.
You don't mind if...
We don't have to tell anyone.
You sure?
The past doesn't matter. There'll be enough gossip as it is when we're seen together.
I suppose so. Do you care?
No. Do you?
I couldn't give a damn. Not if we're all right.
That's all I want, Greg. Us to be an ordinary couple.
Ruth tells Tim her concerns.
I'm not overreacting, am I?
No, not at all.
Only once the news started to sink in...
Quite a few questions came to mind.
Well, I want to know what the risks are, that's all.
And of course you do.
It's not going to be as simple as me other pregnancies, is it?
Well, someone with your common sense should manage without too many problems.
I hope so.
The good thing is your breast cancer was ER negative.
Right.
Which means the hormonal increases you'll experience over the next few months aren't going to trigger a recurrence.
So, my chances of the cancer coming back...
are pretty much the same as if you weren't pregnant. That's what the evidence points to.
Well, that's a relief.
Obviously, you need to continue the regular checkups with your specialist.
Of course.
And that's vital.
But what I really need to know...
Yeah.
Is it going to have an effect on my baby?
It should have brewed by now. You having a cup?
Yeah, sit down, Mum. I'll pour.
Oh, thanks.
Do you fancy wild rice risotto later?
Oh, yes, but...
I'll make it.
Great.
I'll need some of Dad's spinach, though. Got a fabulous recipe off a customer.
I take it you had a good day in the shop?
Yeah. Okay, I suppose.
Well, you've been very cheerful since you came in.
Have I?
So, naturally, I assumed you'd been doing a roaring trade.
Mum.
Thanks. Well, you're not normally so enthusiastic about cooking.
Well, perhaps it's not so much what happened at the shop.
No?
As what happened last night.
Oh? You did get in quite late.
Did I? What it was?
Yes.
Well, anyone got a minute? One of the heifers has got a cut eye.
Tony.
I want to get her to make an item, but she won't hold still.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, do you mind?
No.
And there's something else.
What are you after?
Well, ideally, she needs the dose repeating on the hour for the next 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, we've got enough aconitum, haven't we?
No, it's not that. It's cabaret night at the Bull, and I was hoping to go.
Don't worry, I'll look after her.
Oh, will you?
Or I can.
Oh, brilliant. She'll need 2 or 3 more doses after this.
Come on, then. Let's get started.
I'll leave enough made up in the sprayer.
We can catch up later, Helen.
Oh. I'm not sure she heard you. Do you want me to call her back?
No, it's nothing important.
So, there is an increased chance of fetal abnormality.
Very slight.
All the same.
Let's put this in perspective, Ruth. In the general population, the figure for abnormal development is 2%.
And for me?
3 or 4%. Not much of an increase.
Still.
Look, if I were to say you have a 96% chance of having a perfectly normal, healthy baby, does that sound better?
Actually, that is quite reassuring.
Mm. Now, I think you should start taking folic acid if you haven't already.
And you don't think the chemo might have done some damage?
Well, there's no evidence of increased risk of chromosome damage after chemotherapy.
But it's a possibility.
Look, Ruth, I understand your worries, but your chances of having a successful, uncomplicated pregnancy are very good.
Honestly?
Yes. Hold that thought the whole way through.
Suppose the fetus does develop problems.
Well, okay.
Can we find out?
You're thinking of amniocentesis?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, you can certainly have one if you want, 15 or 16 weeks into the pregnancy. Mm. You'll get the results back within 3 weeks. It tells you about Down syndrome or any other chromosome complications.
Okay.
Is there anything else?
No, you've told me what I wanted to know.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in at one go.
Oh, it's been really helpful.
Look, have a chat with David, and any time you need to come back...
Thanks.
I want you to go away understanding you have a very good chance of a normal pregnancy, so enjoy it.
Only a man could say that.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Let your family spoil you. Bask in the congratulations.
Oh, I'll keep it quiet for a while longer.
Ah, fair enough.
Though I'll tell you one thing David and I are really glad about.
What?
Being in the farmhouse, not the bungalow. We didn't realise how quickly we were going to need the space.
You don't want to go up yet?
Oh, no, David. Make me nervous to see the audience before I start. And, of course, Frieda's even more jumpy.
What? She simply couldn't face coming.
Oh, she said she'd get too anxious for me this time.
Gosh.
She even gets in and up when I'm rehearsing lately.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Every time I start to read the poem about her teeth, she's too agitated to stay in the room.
Oh, I see.
Where the hell is he?
Maybe she'll come next time if tonight goes well.
Yeah.
Oh, Bert! Thank heavens. Can you go on?
What, no?
You'd be saving my life.
I'm not due on yet.
Yeah, but I've been let down by a contortionist from Edgeley.
What?
I've got the audience looking at an empty stage.
Oh, I might as well, I suppose.
Oh, wonderful. Bert, you're an angel.
After all, it's me most of them have come to say.
Right, here we go.
Cheers.
I wouldn't have minded seeing a contortionist.
What he does is pull a few funny faces.
Yeah, seen him before.
You got room there.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, it's getting to be a squeeze.
Yeah.
When do you say your turkeys were coming?
Oh,
Thursday. Barn set up.
Now watch the whole evening go downhill.
You what?
Ladies and gentlemen, we promised you a treat, and here it is.
Can I join you?
Familiar face, yes, most of us. Yes. You've heard of Shakespeare, the Bard of Avon. We've got Bert Fry, the Bard of Ambridge.
Whose bones is equally hard to understand.
So, let's have a warm, full upstairs welcome for Mr. Bert Fry!
Go for it, lad!
Thank you very much. I think you're going to like what I've got in staff, are you?
It'll be a miracle if we do.
Oh, give him a chance, Joe.
I've got something very special to show you. A brand new poem on an unusual theme.
We're going to hear all about Frieda's teeth.
Can't wait.
When we can find it.
Yeah.
It's in here somewhere.
You ever seen anything so amateurish?
Well, you mean it.
A true performer is always prepared, see?
I'll tell you what, I'll start with one of my shorter poems till I can find the main one.
Keep your mouth open.
Come on, girl.
Hold still.
It's your second dose, so you know what's happening.
Yeah, she wants to be back outside with her mates.
Well, you will be tomorrow. Let go, Mum.
That wasn't too difficult, was it?
Good girl.
You know what we were talking about earlier?
What was that?
Helen.
Okay. Well, you know I've been seeing someone.
I guessed.
And we were working things out between us.
It seemed to be falling out last week.
Well, we had some stuff to get sorted, that's all. And last night we did.
So?
Would you like to know who he is?
I'm going to spray you if you keep me waiting any longer.
It's Greg.
Greg Turner.
What other Greg do we know? Mum?
I see.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
There's no need to sound so enthusiastic.
There's only... I'm surprised, that's all.
Well, that's why we decided to tell people. To let everyone know.
Yes, what was all that about, not letting on?
It was no big deal.
Wasn't it?
We're just waiting to see how the relationship developed, that's all.
And now?
We both feel more confident, I suppose.
Okay.
In fact, we thought people might actually be quite pleased for us.
And it's odds or evens on the bells of St. Stephen's. That's the end of the poem.
Oh, well done!
What a load of rubbish.
Ah, they're not bad poems, Joe.
We've seen better scrawled in a bus, Joe.
I'm afraid that's the last of my short poems.
What's your
name, Evans? And I don't know what's happened to my epic. I'm sure I had it in my pocket before I come here.
Poor old Bert. Yeah, so embarrassing for him.
So I'm afraid I'll have to finish there.
What about Frieda's teeth? That's what we want to hear.
I've just told you, haven't I? It's disappeared.
The proper poet knows his work off by heart.
That's true.
Don't be rotten.
Well, it might surprise you, Joe Grundy, but I've got most of my poems up.
Then give us the one about Frieda's teeth, then.
No, then that's a bit longer than most.
Come on, Joe, he's done very well.
Are you going to put Bert out of his misery, Joe?
No, I think I'd better.
Yeah, and quickly.
In fact, I probably can remember most of it.
Well, let's hear it, then.
Oh, it's all right, Bert, you don't have to.
Yeah, he wants to. Oh. We'll soon see whether I'm a proper hobbit or not. Needs to remember the start.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, he gives you the story of Frieda's missing molars.
Ah, hey. He's going for it.
Bobby dazzling, gleaming white, Frieda's teeth lit up the night. Through bread and cake and eggs and rashers,
chopped away her mighty knackers. Loyal friends, strong and true, till she sneezed too hard and out they flew. Of course, they left her in the lurch just as she was leaving church. Down the aisle, under a pew, what was Frieda supposed to do? And then...
He's forgotten.
No, oh, come on, Bert.
Keep going.
I can't quite remember the next part.
Don't reckon it's ever happened to Shakespeare.
I might have to skip a few here.
Hey, wasn't there something, without her teeth?
Without her teeth, she was heard to mutter...
My husband Bert's a right old nutter.
Nice one, Dad.
Stop that, Joe.
She was heard to mutter... I can't eat anything much but butter. Surely nothing could be worse
than listening to my old man's verse.
Stop it! It's worth paying to see them two on their own.
That's enough now. Thanks very much, Bert. That were great.
Hold on, there's one final note. Just come back to me, more or less. Although they've gone on their adventures, she'd learned a lesson from her dentures. She'd rather go without teeth from Friday to Monday than meet that pig-headed ignoramus, Joe Grundy.
Yeah! Show your appreciation for the Board of Average, Bert Freud.
Yeah!
And for his sidekick in the audience.
Well, sidekick?
You and Bert ought to form a double act.
You would?
Yeah, why not?
Now, there's a 15-minute break, so get to the bar, before Andy Waters and his musical solo.
All right.
What do you think you were playing at, Joe Grundy?
Helping you in.
Oh, don't see you.
You'd have had everybody go to sleep.
You were great, Bert.
Yeah, we were just saying, you ought to form a double act.
Oh, we're more dead buddy.
Ah, well, that's one thing we do agree on.
Why not? You could do a regular turn, yeah?
A regular turn? Do you think I'm mad?
I know you're asking.
Oh, tonight was quite enough, thank you very much. Or who'd want to go through all that aggravation again?
Lillian turns her face to the future.
You'll bring our drinks over in a moment.
No, Lillian.
It's wasted as a barman here is far too good looking.
No, I meant, how was London, your consultation?
Oh, that.
You hardly said a word last night.
Too exhausted, Jenny.
And I could see that when Brian brought you back from the station.
Though, apart from leaving me worn out, the trip was a great success.
Mm. So I gathered. You wouldn't be treating us to lunch at Grey Gables otherwise.
Well, trust Brian to be late.
Oh, we said 10:10 in the bar. He's got plenty of time yet.
Has he?
So, everything went to plan?
Better than I hoped.
Well, it's good.
Except for James. Unfortunately, I hardly saw anything of him.
Oh, that's a shame.
He was tied up with clients both nights, but that's the property business for you.
Hmm, I should expect so in London.
He was very helpful, though. Saved me a packet.
On the operation?
No. No, in tax. You know I'm only allowed so many days over here.
Oh, yes.
When he was good enough to work it out exactly for me.
Oh, well, that was thoughtful.
Wasn't it? Sweet boy. But it means I'll have to go back to Guernsey while I'm waiting for the op.
Oh, the facelift.
Rhytidectomy is the term the consultant used.
And you've no doubts at all?
Absolutely none, Jenny. As soon as I saw Mr. Cosgrove, I knew I could put myself completely in his hands.
You're sure he's trustworthy?
Oh, yes. Didn't make any attempt to persuade me to have surgery.
No?
No, quite the reverse. In fact, he was very complimentary about the way I look now.
Oh?
He said I had the most fabulous bone structure and that he couldn't hope to improve on nature.
Well, then, why have an operation?
Mm-hmm. He's not trying to change the way I look. He simply wants to emphasise what's already there.
Oh, yes.
Bring up my inner beauty, is the way he described it.
You don't think he says that to all the girls?
I'm sure he does, but I liked hearing it.
Wouldn't we all?
Now, what has happened to our drinks?
Are these all for Underwoods?
No. Promised I'd drop a tray off for Helen.
We're getting through a lot of temperature organics.
Let me just... Helen's doing an offer with Damsons.
Oh, I could just fancy that now. Damson crumble.
Oh, she's got some lovely ones in.
He should make a nice birthday treat, too.
Whose birthday?
Oh, well, and for weeks, yeah, but Joe's...
Oh, yes. Hey, what was he up to last night?
Oh, don't ask, Pat.
Tony came in full of it.
Oh, no.
Heckling Bert Fry.
Yeah, oh, no.
Shouting out rhymes.
Oh, I don't know what got into him.
Oh, well, Tony says Bert came as good as he got.
I hope so. Ain't right what Joe did.
Yeah, there's no harm done.
Except Bert says he won't read his poems in public no more.
Oh, I expect he'll get over it.
All right, well, that's full.
One more tray'll do it.
And if it ain't Joe embarrassing me, it's Edward.
Oh, what's he been up to?
Dodging Emma Carter. Soon as she calls her, her knee nips out the back.
Oh, thought they got on well, those two.
Oh, they did, till she had a tryout for his band.
Wasn't she good enough?
She didn't have enough attitude or something. Only Edward wouldn't tell her himself, so he got Jazzer to do it.
And she wasn't too happy about it.
So she couldn't care less about being in dross, but Edward ought to do his own dirty work.
Oh, I don't blame her, not me. So, they're still looking, are they?
No, no. Jazzer's doing their singing now.
Can he sing?
Well, that ain't the point, is it? No, he's got attitude. And he loves having an audience.
Right. He's ready for the cold store.
Now, that's probably why Joe were kicking up a fuss at the bowl. He loves an audience and all.
Oh, he certainly does.
I reckon ever since he stopped doing Joe's jottings on the radio, he's missed the attention.
Oh, Wayne's programme hasn't been half as good without him.
You see, that's why we were thinking about his birthday. It would help if I could do something out of the ordinary, you know, make a fuss of him. Oh, yeah, that's it. Make him feel special. He still goes on about the do we had last year.
Well, it was a great barn dance.
Yeah. And with it being his 80th this time, well, we ought to pull all the stops out.
Oh, yeah, you've got to.
Without going silly about the cost, mind you.
Oh, no.
Keep trying to think of something good, but ain't come up with nothing so far.
So you'll have to leave us. How soon?
Next week sometime.
For how long?
6 weeks.
Dear, oh dear, what a shame.
Yes, I thought you'd be devastated.
But afterwards you must come to us to recuperate. Mustn't you, darling?
Well, will you have enough days, Lillian?
Yes, I could spend a couple of weeks with you.
I'm looking forward to it already.
That's after 4 days in hospital for the full rhytidectomy.
What?
Facelift. Agreed. I might have got away with a forehead lift and a few tucks, but where's the sense in half measure?
In for a penny, in for a pound, I suppose.
More than a pound, I shouldn't wonder.
Well, the way I see it, if Mr. Cosgrove thinks he can take 10 years off my face, why stand in his way?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, Jack.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I join you for a minute?
Please do.
Just till your meals are served.
Well, come on, come in here.
Oh, thank you. Only I saw you when I came out of the kitchens and I wanted to know what Debbie thinks.
What about what?
Jean-Paul's recipes.
Oh, yes, for Hassett Hills.
The producers were all in this morning, weren't they?
As a matter of fact, Jack, she's very pleased.
Oh. Is that what she was talking about earlier?
And so are all the others, David in particular.
Jean-Paul said it had gone well. I've just been trying some of the dishes now, as an independent observer.
And what do you think?
I'm most impressed.
You know what Debbie was really pleased with?
I should think the lamb satay.
No.
Oh, it was excellent.
Jean-Paul's willingness to accept comments about the seasoning.
Oh, had he ever done it?
A couple of the dishes were slightly too herby. Oh.
And Jean-Paul didn't mind them saying so?
Apparently not.
How extraordinary.
You know, it always amazes me.
What's that?
The way, with a few skillful cuts and the right presentation, you can turn a piece of old scrag end into a really appealing dish.
Brian, you can take that smirk off your face right now.
Ambridge Organics. Underwoods. Tell you what, Pat.
What's that?
It's getting a bit cluttered this end.
Yeah, tidying up this cold store's been on my list for days.
That pallet's only in the corner because it's bust.
Well, there's no time like the present. Let's move what we don't need to over here.
Good idea.
Don't mind being a few minutes late for lunch?
No. You grab that then.
Got it.
As long as I've got time to give Eddie a ring. What about here?
Yeah. If it's by the door, then Tony could pick it up later.
I don't want to know if them pulps have arrived.
Oh, yes.
Because you can't pick me up later if you're still waiting for them.
Well, I could run you back.
No, Tom, no. I ain't worried about that.
Well, if I pass these trays over, can you make a pile?
Right. Oh, they've seen better days, haven't they?
No, honestly, a lift's no problem.
No, I'm not after one, Pat, really. I'm just curious to see whether the birds have come or not.
Hey, grandy turkeys for Christmas. That's a real tradition coming back.
Yeah.
Yep.
To tell you the truth, I almost prefer it when he can't give me a lift these days.
You're still not used to the paintwork on the van.
Not the pegs, anyway.
Well, they are eye-catching.
Did I tell you we were stuck in traffic and all these school kids came past?
oinking and making rude gestures.
Well, at least it's getting you noticed.
Wrong sort of notice.
There's only a couple more.
Mind you, Eddie reckons it's bringing in business to...
That's what counts.
He's putting a quote on a big landscaping job for a couple who sold the farm. Good price, he's asking.
Well, and if it gets accepted and you both want to celebrate, Tony and I are going to the ball tomorrow night.
No, I'll definitely be there.
Oh, great.
Working, unfortunately.
Oh, not having much luck finding company.
Oh, if you try.
No, we started with the kids. Tommy and Kirsty are having a night out with Brenda. Helen's not sure what she's doing.
How is Helen? You sounded worried about her earlier in the week.
Oh, she's okay. Fine.
That's good.
That's right, Tony and I have spent all night talking to each other, and that'll never do.
Brenda Tucker, thanks, Pat.
What?
You give me an idea. I ought to see Brenda about Joe's birthday.
Oh?
Do you remember what she did for Betty last year?
No. Oh, yeah, she was the birthday guest on Wayne Foley's programme.
Well, they played all her favourite records.
That's a great idea.
Do you think Brenda could do it? Persuade Wayne to invite Joe on?
Oh, I bet she jumps at the idea. Radio bore said she hasn't been the same since Joe stopped broadcasting.
This is Julia's idea.
Yes, gentlemen's buttonhole is what they call in the category.
And she's putting out the prize.
In memory of Nelson.
Well, I suppose as good a way to be remembered as any.
A silver cup in the flower and produce show.
Nelson would have been quite amused.
Oh, anyway, now your food's here.
Oh, don't shoot off.
Well, I mustn't hold you up.
Brian and Jenny don't mind you seeing them with their snouts in the trough, do you?
Lillian?
Well, don't go on our account, Jack.
I wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh, I see. Well, do tuck in.
Right, well, I will make a start, if you don't mind.
Bon appétit.
You know my consultation with Mr. Cosgrove, Jack?
This was the medical gentleman in London.
The plastic surgeon, yeah.
This butter is good.
He was showing me all sorts of photos, the different procedures they can do.
I see.
I saw some very wrinkled, jagged faces. Naturally, I thought of you at once.
Sorry?
The bags under your eyes.
Oh, Lillian.
Well, they're hardly bags.
I don't know what else you'd call them.
Take absolutely no notice, Jack.
I don't intend to.
Such a simple procedure to have all round there tightened.
It doesn't need tightening.
Oh, come on. Look what I can get hold of.
Oh, excuse me.
Lillian, people are watching you.
Thank you for the information, Lillian, but I really must get going. Peggy, you'll be wondering.
Well, if you ever want to talk about it.
See you, Jack.
Bye.
Goodbye.
What?
The poor chap.
That was completely uncalled for.
Oh, sorry, I thought he wanted to know. He's not condemned to looking like that forever.
Why don't you get on with your soup?
I'm letting it cool. I just can't help it. Ever since I spoke with Mr. Cosgrove, I'm seeing people in a completely new way.
Are you indeed?
I'm acutely aware of what needs improving. Now, take your forehead, Jennifer.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
Well, at the start of the week, I'd have said nothing very much. The worry lines didn't bother me.
I haven't got worry lines.
Of course you haven't.
Do yourself a favour, darling. Have a close look in the mirror next time.
I'm perfectly happy with my... Well, I might have one or two slight...
Oh, don't start frowning. They turn into canyons.
Oh, do they?
No, they don't.
It's so easy getting a forehead lift. They can completely disguise the incision along the hairline.
Excuse me.
Jenny, where are you going?
Oh, just to the bathroom. I'll show up in a minute.
Remember, makeup's only a temporary solution.
Lillian, was that absolutely necessary?
I was only making an observation. It's the same way that if we were talking about you...
Don't even think about it. I'm perfectly happy the way I look, thank you.
Don't we all know it? It's such a fascinating subject, that song, Brian. I could have discussed techniques with the doctor for hours. How they remove lines, restructure the deep layers of tissue.
Oh.
You know, it's almost a shame you can't have it under local anaesthetic.
What?
It'd be so fascinating, wouldn't it? To see all the snips and the tucks.
Lillian.
To have them hold up a mirror and actually see your face moving round.
Oh,
what's the matter? Patty no good after all?
I can't think why, Lillian. But for some reason, I've completely lost my appetite.
Pat's talking complete rhubarb.
Any use to you?
Oh, they're ideal. They're lovely pots.
Yeah, sorry about the cobwebs.
That doesn't matter.
I thought Bertie'd had the last of them at Woodbine Cottage.
He's another rhubarb fan, is he?
Oh, very much so.
Oh, they're the real thing, all right.
Oh, yes. They're genuine forcing pots.
From the Lawson Hope Estate, originally.
Really?
Yes, Dad got them when the head gardener was having a clear-out.
Oh, well, if they're from the Lawson Hopes, I can't take them.
Why not?
David and Ruth have made it perfectly clear they're not interested.
Oh, yes, but they must be worth something.
Well, I'd much rather they were put to their proper use than end up in some curio shop.
They're so cheap, no dealer would look at them twice.
I'm sure they would, but if you're certain...
Well, you'll be doing us a favour.
It's only 2 weeks to the move.
Oh, and the more we can clear out, the better.
Then I shall stop arguing.
Good.
Earthenware's going to look a lot better than Tony's present arrangement. Plastic dustbins.
Well, if it works, looks don't matter.
I'll bring the van round to pick them up.
Yeah, you might want to reverse in. It'll make loading easier.
Will do.
I always feel rather sad giving your mum and dad's treasures away.
Oh, these aren't exactly treasures.
Your dad was proud of anything that came from the manor.
He'd have wanted the pots to be used.
Yes, I know. I did ask Jenny if she'd be interested in one or two of them.
Can't see her or Brian growing rhubarb.
To use as a feature in the garden. But as soon as she heard how battered they were...
She lost interest.
Yeah.
Might as well bring them forward a little.
She was saying Lillian's got to go back to Guernsey.
All right. Business to attend to?
I don't think so. It's just you can only spend a certain amount of time over here because of tax.
Yes, of course. She does seem to have been around quite a while.
I think Brian would agree with you. According to Jenny, it's quite cheered him up.
Yeah, I bet it has.
But she'll be coming back in a few weeks. For, well, I'm not sure. Some kind of check-up, I think.
And then, presumably, she won't be able to come back until next year.
What are you smiling about?
That'll be the first time Brian's ever been grateful to the Inland Revenue.
Hello?
Greg?
Oh, hi. Yeah, just let me get my footing straight.
What are you doing?
It's better.
Where are you?
Halfway up a beech tree.
You're in a tree?
Keeping Mac Crawford happy. He says the bottom branches come out too low over the path.
What?
Thinks the way into the drive should be a lot clearer.
Oh, isn't that your decision?
You might have thought so. He's worrying about his guests on the next shoot.
Like they don't know there are trees in the countryside.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be an education for them.
Well, you be careful.
I always am.
You're not to fall out and break a leg. At least, not before this evening.
Oh, thanks.
That's if we're still going out.
We are, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I haven't committed us to anything. If you want to change your mind...
Helen, let's just do it, shall we?
I thought you were coming in.
Well, I was going to, and then... This'll do at Glebe Cottage, won't it?
It should do. We won't need a big rake.
There are all sorts of tools in here. Hose, edges. Oh, well, I'm blowed.
Oh, don't bother digging those out.
Thought we'd lost these shears.
We had. I lost them deliberately. I put them right at the back of everything.
Oh, did you know?
Well, after you chopped them for the umpteenth time and they still wouldn't get through the honeysuckle.
Mm, I suppose they weren't much good.
They can go to the tip. Mm.
Pat got off all right.
He's delighted with the jars.
Oh, I never realised how bad we are for hanging on to things.
Oh, Phil, We'll have the leaf rake as well.
Oh, you know, I found an old solenoid earlier. There you are.
Thanks.
I half wondered if it was from the motor Dad put on Mum's sewing machine.
Surely she took that to Glebe Cottage.
Oh, yes, of course she did. Still, brought back memories of her trying to use it. Oh, of course, you wouldn't remember.
She told me about it.
She was very suspicious at first. She didn't like it rattling on so fast.
Your mother had doubts about a lot of new contraptions.
Only until she got used to them. Oh, what about this? An onion hoe.
Well, we need one.
Probably not. Well, I can't see David having use for it either.
Bert might.
I'll ask him tomorrow. Can you...
got it.
What's so funny?
Bert's poem.
Oh, the fiasco at the cabaret night.
If I tell you something, you mustn't let him know.
No? What's that?
I was packing in the utility room this morning. I found Frida's overall on the back of the door.
Oh, that awful flowery one?
Yes. She must have forgotten it yesterday.
Well, she was in a hurry to get home.
Well, when I took it off the door, something fell out. Bert's poem about her teeth.
Oh, no.
He hadn't dropped it outside the bull at all.
What, you mean that Frida...
Yes. I suspect she wasn't very keen on having her false teeth aired in public.
That was crafty of her.
Wasn't it?
No wonder Bert had such a slap-up dinner last night.
Oh, yes. Steak and kidney pie, apple amber and custard.
And two bottles of Shire's Export.
Pure guilty conscience on Frida's part.
Well, well. Oh, Did you put the poem...
straight back in the overall.
Well, that's probably best.
She'll never know I've seen it.
Yes, you're right. I mean, there's no point saying anything to Bert.
Just let sleeping dogs lie.
It's not as though he's particularly bothered about what happened anymore.
No.
And plenty of other things on his mind at lunch.
What was it he thinks you ought to go to?
The Borchester and District Ploughing Association annual competition.
And don't you want to go?
Well, it's a bit early to be deciding now.
Not that far ahead.
Yeah, but by then, we shall have moved house. There'll be the Australian trip to organise. Who knows what we'll be doing?
I think I do. If we don't get rid of a lot more stuff, we'll still be unpacking.
It's being awkward. Oh, that's it. And Brenda was enthusiastic. Very. Thinks Wayne's bound to go for it.
Well, I'm sure Joe will make a perfect birthday guest.
Wayne still misses having him as a regular guest, Brenda said.
Oh, I've heard a few people saying he should be back on the air.
If it don't taste right, Tony, bring it back.
Oh, looks okay to me.
And you're a G&T?
Please.
No, it's all right.
You sure?
I've had worse.
What was that horrible lager you bought?
Ice and lemon.
Oh, not too much ice.
They were on special offer.
Oh, not surprised.
It is turkeys, right, yeah?
Laurie turned up yesterday tea time. They were supposed to be there in the morning.
What they like?
Well, Eddie's pleased. Do you want to put your own ice in? That's safest.
Yeah, thanks.
They look good birds to me.
Neil hasn't been putting up barbed wire and machine gun nests.
To keep them away from his hens? No, not yet.
Oh, there shouldn't be a problem with cross-infection if they're careful.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, careful. That'll be the day. No, that'll be...
Oh, and one for yourself.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Oliver. Oh, goodness me.
Sorry?
Greg Turner coming past the window.
He's coming in here?
Well, yeah. Only he was with... Well, it looked like he was with...
Yeah, well, actually, yeah.
No. He's come in with your Helen, and he's sort of had his arm round his shoulder.
Yeah, well, he would do.
Hey, Helen?
Hot off the press, Laurie. They're officially an item.
No, they're going out together.
Yeah, that's right.
Pat, you never say.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Evening.
Nice to see you. Didn't know you were dropping in.
No, well, it wasn't definite.
Presume you've come for the club.
The ball upstairs. Mm. Unlikely.
Greg tried it once and wasn't impressed.
We were hoping to join you.
Of course.
Can I get anyone anything?
Yeah, let's see. Are those paid for?
No, not yet.
Good. I'll get these, Greg.
Okay.
No, it's all right, Greg.
Yeah, I want to. And a pint for me and...
Well, white wine spritzer, please.
Dry wine?
Yes, thanks. We'll get this round, won't we?
Yeah.
No, please, I'd like to.
Fair enough.
You don't mind having company?
No!
No, we're glad of it. Just surprised you can take the time off, Greg.
Why's that?
Well, Brian told me you were being run ragged with the shoot.
Not run ragged, exactly.
Oh. Brian seemed to think...
I've been given a lot of unnecessary work to do,
that's all. You started him off now, Dad.
Matt Crawford seems to think I don't know how to organise a day's shooting.
How's he know about it?
He was checking whether I'd got someone to drive the game card.
Greg.
Yes?
Friday night, pub, off duty.
Sorry. The shoot's going fine.
One spritzer.
Thanks.
And one pint to come.
It's starting to fill up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is getting busy.
Oh, no.
Perhaps we ought to get some seats before they all go.
Yeah, there's a table by the fireplace, Mum.
You go over. We'll join you in a minute.
Oh, OK. Come on, Pat, before the horror bins grab them.
I'm sorry, Greg, the barrel needs changing.
Just my luck.
I'll get you something else, so if you don't mind waiting.
Oh, we're in no rush.
I'll get Sid to put a new one on. It won't take a minute.
How do you think that went?
What?
Breaking the ice.
I didn't think about it. Fine.
Really? Mum and Dad seemed okay.
Yes. I've always got on with them before.
Well, this is different.
I suppose so.
I was really nervous.
Well, now we've met up, you can relax and enjoy the evening.
Yes. Yes, I will.
Good.
Oh, it feels really good being able to come to the pub together.
I didn't realise you were such a drinker.
Not having to hide.
I know.
Well, I didn't expect this much attention.
What do you mean?
Don't turn round suddenly. But Ivy Horrigan's been staring at us ever since we got to the bar.
Has she?
Non-stop.
Let's see.
Greg?
It could be us she's looking at. Or it might be she's more interested in the meat raffle.
What?
The poster's right above your head.
No more news about Highgrove?
No.
I'm glad we got our names down.
Tony?
They'll fill a coach very easily.
She keeps touching his arm.
Well, why shouldn't she?
Well, it's not something she normally does.
Well, she is going out with him.
It's the way she's doing it.
Oh, Pat.
It's so familiar. So they've been together a long time.
Why, isn't it good that they're comfortable with each other?
I don't know.
It certainly doesn't help if we're standoffish.
standoffish.
Well, you didn't exactly fall over yourself to be welcoming when Greg came in.
I thought I was all right. Sorry.
It was nothing obvious.
She's doing it again.
Oh, for heaven's sake, love. She looks very happy with him.
Well, don't forget how upset she was last week.
Oh, whatever difficulties they were having, they've obviously sorted them out.
Why has it all been so secret?
I don't know.
Why not tell everyone when they started going out?
Oh, perhaps Helen realised you'd make a fuss.
I'm not making a fuss.
Anyway, she's an adult. We can't choose her friends.
I know.
She could do a lot worse than Greg.
Well, I haven't got anything against
him. Oh, she was seeing a married man.
Well, obviously, I'm glad she's not.
Or a creep like Lillian's ex, Scott.
You're missing the point, Tony. Lillian knows what's what. Helen's still very young.
At least Greg's perfectly straightforward. He's always struck me as a decent sort of bloke.
He might very well be.
Over there.
The trouble is, we don't actually know very much about him at all.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.